Hey, this is Bipolar J for episode 29 of the podcast. Today is November the 1st, the 2nd, I don't know, the beginning month of November 2019. The last time I did a podcast episode was in May, which I just listened to on the drive here. So I'm driving right now, and I just finished rock climbing at the local gym. My mood today, it was very, very low, maybe the 3 out of 10. And then after rock climbing, kind of okay, I guess. Maybe a 5 out of 10. Not great, but not that bad. Not as bad as before. So rock climbing definitely helped. Why did I want to do this podcast again? Basically, I'm going back into depression. I've been feeling it for a couple weeks. Today was actually really bad, because like even on the drive here towards the rock climbing gym, like it just felt like I had trouble breathing. And nothing really sparked it other than that the feeling of loneliness and isolation, because I don't really have that many friends here in Toronto. My best friend, he got a government job and he moved to Ottawa, so I don't see him that often, but we play video games every night, so that's kind of nice. And then there were some friends that I used to do rock climbing together with, actually. And so I got a membership this month because I felt like the depression was coming on. I tried to organize some rock climbing trips with these guys like 2 times, and both times like they either didn't reply or they canceled last minute. So that was kind of like a bummer. And then I'm not taking my medication, but I think maybe I should start taking some medication. The last time I spoke to my doctor, he kind of told me about this other medication called Lamotrigine. I did a little bit of research. I read some books about bipolarism, and compared to the other drugs that I've been taking, Lamotrigine works more on like lifting up your depression, whereas the other medications are kind of like suppressing your mania. So maybe the thinking is that he sees that like I'm not really manic anymore for like more than 6 months, so he feels comfortable giving me this medication. The last 2 sessions, I told him still like I didn't want that medication, but maybe I really need it here in the winter time. What else is new? Oh, so I'm applying for ODSP, which is like a disability benefits thingy with the government, and they have like rejected my application like 2 times already, and you can appeal every time they reject you. And so now it's on the final appeal, and I have to go to court in February to kind of make my case that I'm disabled so that they can give me some money. So that's what's happening in February, and then I think I need to take a vacation or something, because like I don't want to be here in the winter time where it's like super depressing, super cold. I might go to Thailand to go do my scuba diving license after the court thing is done, because it'll be nice and warm over there. And then I can maybe like meet some new people, try to get my confidence back, because nobody will really know me in Thailand. And then try to work on establishing a new identity. What else is new? Oh, I've been working at the community center. So at the local community center, I'm doing like about 15 hours per week. Just doing like shift work, mostly just like supervising the facility when there's programs going on. So for example, sometimes there'll be basketball programs going on or badminton programs going on. So like I'll open up the gym and then like set up the courts, and then just kind of supervise for 2 to 3 hours and then close up the gym again. So that's been a pretty low stress job. out of all the programs I'm doing, I particularly like don't like this karate assistant thing I'm doing at the community center. So I'm trying to get that dropped. It's on Saturdays as well. And then the other thing that I don't like is supervising the youth basketball, because the kids are like kind of... Well, nobody really annoys me that much. It's just that it's just noisy. And it's like at a weird hour from like 3:15 to 5:45. So like you can't really stay at home all day. I guess it's kind of good that I get out of the house every day pretty much. So I just finished my rock climbing session. I'm climbing surprisingly well since I haven't climbed for a long time. I can do like 5.9s pretty easily, and some 5.10s I can do it as well. What else? Haven't really changed that much in terms of weight. I weigh like 168 pounds right now, so not really a big difference. Oh, I got a mirror. I bought a mirror, like a studio mirror, online from Craigslist. Got it delivered and then set it up downstairs. So on some mornings, I just wake up and go downstairs and go dance for like 30 minutes and do some weights. And then on the other days, I go rock climbing. And so that's been pretty good. It sucks just having bipolar disorder, man. I just wish it could be like normal and not have to feel bad. I don't like feeling bad. Probably nobody likes feeling bad. And then sometimes like, oh, and like situation at home is that I don't really talk with my parents or my grandmother anymore. And that's kind of the situation. Like every time I talk to my mother, I feel bad every time I talk to her. And I don't like feeling bad, so I just kind of avoid it. I try not to talk to her that much. And then that kind of spilled over to me talking to my father as well. And sometimes, like, he always asks me, he's like, how do you feel? And I'm like, I'm okay. That's my default answer. I'm okay. Because, like, what else am I going to say? Oh, I feel bad. And, like, I can't really describe to them what I'm feeling. They won't understand anyways. So what's the point? That's my thinking, I think. Because basically, when I talk to them, they give me anxiety and make me feel bad. So therefore, my solution is I just don't talk to them. It's worked pretty well so far. I mean, it's not ideal. I would like to be able to talk to them about stuff, like a normal parent-child relationship. I mean, like looking at it from their perspective, they're probably like super disappointed at how I turned out. I mean, like I'm 31, working like a community center job part-time. No prospects for the future, no change to be seen in the near future or indefinite future. They kind of had like all their hopes and dreams in me to do something great, and I kind of disappointed them, which sucks. Kind of disappoint myself too. A lot of the time I'm just like irritable, man. Just like I just get angry. Think at my parents, but mostly just at myself. I'm so angry at myself. It's like, why the fuck did I fuck up so hard? Oh man, I'm so angry sometimes. It's just like, I don't know, I'm just like, fuck man, it sucks. I'm so angry and irritable. What I want is just to not feel bad. I just want to feel good. And think it would be good if I went to Thailand, because then I don't have to look at my parents or think about my parents. I won't have any like societal pressure. I don't know, just like pressure I give to myself, or societal pressure to conform and be this thing, this cog in the machine, like working like your daytime job, part-time job, man. It just sucks. Like at the rock climbing gym, there's a guy who's like balding. He's like probably 35, 40-ish. He's working at a rock climbing gym. I was just like, wow, that's a sucky life. And I just think about myself. I was like, oh, well, like I'm 31. I'm working at a community center. That's pretty shitty too. So, I mean, situation is not that good. But then looking on the bright side, at least I have a job, even though I have a mental illness, because most people with mental illness, they don't have jobs. But it's like, I don't want to do this the rest of my life, just keep on working at a community center. That's not something I want to do. I want to have fun and be adventurous and be confident and be a world traveler. Like, these are the things I want. And so I'm kind of working towards that. So like, I'm saving some money right now, so I can go to Thailand and study to become a scuba diving license instructor. And if that pans out, then I can just use that to travel the world. Just like every year, every 6 months, go to a different warm location, so I don't have to like feel depressed during the winter time. I mean, like, to me, it seems like it's a pretty good solution to my problem right now. This is like applying my problem solving skills. And then the other thing is like so I met a good friend of mine, Mitesh, today for lunch, and it's just like we have like nothing to talk about. Like, he's working at this like company that does sales. He's crushing it. He's like got a raise, and then like he went to Vegas recently, and he went to Paris. And he's like, "What have you been up to?" And I was just like, "Well, nothing, pretty much. Just stayed at home, play video games, be a shitter. That's what I am." And he's like, "Okay. I mean, that's not what I want for my life. I want good things to happen to me." And I like to travel the world and meet new people and be confident and be adventurous. Those are the things I want in my life. And the timeline I've set is that in March or the end of February, I will peace out of Toronto and go to Thailand or somewhere warm. But right now I'm thinking Thailand because I've already been to Thailand. I like the food there. I like the weather. And it's like near Asia, so like it'll be easier to travel to the other countries. So that's the plan so far. Be good to get out of this cold winter time depression bullshit. Oh, and then the stuff about girls. Like, I've tried Tinder, I've tried Coffee Meets Bagel, and nothing really worked out. I haven't really met anybody, and so I just deleted the apps. Because the main issue is, like, even though even though it's a fact that my value as a person is decreased from what it was like 5 years ago, the people that I match with on these dating websites are just like, they're shitty, you know? They're not the caliber of people like I want to date. So I don't really put any effort into it, and that's probably why nothing came out. Also, like, I'm not that good looking guy, so like I'm just like average at best. I'll probably say I'm like a 5 or 6 out of 10. So there's also that. I feel like you really need to be like super handsome or like super jacked to do well on these websites. I'm just not that. So there's that. I am very lonely right now. That is definitely a fact. Super lonely, nobody really to talk to. And the solution to that, I don't really have a solution. It's kind of like the solution is just to wait. I'm kind of pegging everything will work out for me once I get to Thailand. That's kind of like the solution. So that's my near term and long term goal for now. What else is there? There is nothing much else to say. Nothing new to update in Toronto. Toronto is still the shitty Toronto it is before, except now the weather is even worse, so it's even shittier. So now I'm like stuck in traffic, rush hour, trying to get home. I bought a chair from Staples. It's like a mesh ergonomic chair, so I'm kind of excited to have that while I'm gaming, so my back doesn't heat up. I guess that's the end of this episode. Too bad it's not more upbeat. It's mostly me complaining about stuff.